poems. So. Okay, we often, several times, whoever is here, we come here to do a contemplation. And I just want to tell you one that we do, because it'd be hard for you to hear me because of the river, because of the stream. But we use the stream for the contemplation. And because you're surrounded by nature and the sounds of nature, including all of the birds, and it's all Ishwara without any... Ishwara and the river, the stream, tend to wipe out a lot of the Jiva Srishti, the Jiva's creation, and the problems. But the problems and agitations that you're having, or the worries or pain or reactions that you have, the anger that you have, or the dislike for this person or that person that you may be carrying, whatever it is, we all have our own little set. So one thing that we can do that I actually love is you can just let your mind relax into Ishwara, because this all, with all of these sounds, is Ishwara Srishti. It's Ishwara's creation. And then the river is often used in a symbol for purification. You know, the river, a river purifies itself every 100 feet or something like that. So what I love to do is just get yourself into a meditative space, let the mind relax and invoke Ishwara's presence, and then one by one, or you can do it one, then another, in whatever order you like. You can do, what I like is, you have one issue, whatever it is, and then you offer that issue into Bhagavan, into the stream, and let the stream purify it. Just in, you know, imaginally, let the stream do its job of purifying it. And then you let Bhagavan give back some prasad for that issue. You know, he gives that issue, whatever it is, back to you in a purified form. And it's very interesting to see what comes back, what he gives back. So you offer the problem, the issue, the worry, whatever it is, you offer that into Ishwara in the form of the purifying river, you know, and then let Ishwara give back that issue as prasad, which would be coming back to you in a purified form. You understand? I like to do one at a time so that it doesn't get muddled. And just see, it's almost like an act of imagination, but it's a prayer. They're prayers that have answers. You offer the problem into the river, Bhagavan purifies it and gives it back to you in another form. It's very beautiful. So, since it's very frustrating if I try to talk during the meditation, if we can understand the meditation and just spend this next half hour working our way through it. Is everybody clear? And if you want to do something else, that's fine too. I'm just suggesting this because I like it. Okay. So, Om Tat Sat. Om. Just let yourself spread your mind out into enveloping all of this nature and the beautiful sounds, and the, especially on the purificatory river.